Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting third, the right fielder, Glenn Gorbis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting sixth, the catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Marv Blalock. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Saul Ragovin. And now, play ball. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Gorbis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blalock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ragovin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gorbis. Merriman reaches second base with a double. There goes Hillman trying to get to home. Gorbis throws the ball into Morgan, who relays the ball to Lopata, who tags Hillman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Raghavan reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley scores. Raghavan moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Phillies. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorbis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raghavan scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ennis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorbis moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Jones reaches second base with a double. Gorbis scores. Ennis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Phillies. Howie Pollitt now pitching. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lopata for a passed ball. Baker moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. King reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Jackson reaches second base with a double. King scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's 4-2, Phillies. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is 0-for-1 in the game. Blalock hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Baker reaches second base with a double. Merriman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Phillies. Bob Miller now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Banks reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Speak goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Lopata and he is safe. Banks steals third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak fields it and steps on first for the out. Speak throws to Banks, who throws to Pollitt who tags Ashburn for the double play. Two outs. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gorba strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pollitt bunts in front of the plate. Lopata fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. McCullough moves to second. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. McCullough scores. Merriman moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ron Negri now pitching. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Merriman moves to third. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-4, Cubs. Bob Kuzava now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ennis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopata hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Cubs. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is 0-for-2 in the game. Blalock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ennis throws the ball into Morgan, who tags McCullough, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pollitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass pinch hits for Bob Kuzava. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-8, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gorbis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gorbis for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ennis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ennis moves to second. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopata hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Rosinski now pitching. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Merriman hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Speak strikes out. There goes Baker. The throw from Lopata to Smalley, and Baker is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is 0-for-3 in the game. Blalock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-10, Cubs. Andy Semenik pinch hits for Ron Rosinski. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Meyer now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Banks strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a fly ball into right field. Gorba settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 10. The Phillies will come to bat. Glenn Gorbis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorbis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gorbis hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Ennis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman who is chasing the ball. Ennis reaches third base with a triple. Sam Jones now pitching. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ennis tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 11, Phillies, 11. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopata hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marv Blalock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blalock is 0-for-4 in the game. Blalock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blalock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 11. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Merriman strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Gorba settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Phillies 11. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley strikes out. one out. Jack Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 11. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.